Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to another Rough Rider Radio production. Tonight, we broadcast our 285th episode. Let's get right to it, shall we? Kelly Ann Conway, America's Punching Bag. Let's begin. With that clenched and jutting jaw, America's sweetheart, Kellyanne Conway, never fails to confab her way in front of the cameras to shush away anything that festers within Trump world. It should be apparent that she is nothing more than a punching bag for anyone who is not, I repeat, not a deplorable, a good, which is a good two-thirds of this country. Somehow, Kellyanne managed to acquire a law degree and run a two-bit polling outfit before latching her star onto the biggest dog and pony show on planet Earth. It'll be most entertaining to see her bend herself into a pretzel to deal with the inevitable impeachment proceedings or indictment that will ensnare her boss within the next year at the hands of Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller. No doubt she'll blame it on the big, bad, deep state, who, after all, created Donald Trump, but only then to work to crush him. Go figure. I think the lying little biatch is hoping that Trump can parlay his White House run into another TV network to rival Fox, and therein catapult little Miss Kelly into a talking head role, a.k.a. Sean Hannity of Fox. But the only trouble, Kelly, is that your lying son of a bitch boss will most likely be nailed for various counts of obstruction of justice and collusion with a foreign power, Russia, all predicated to gain him the presidency. Maybe Trump can start a news front operation from inside prison. If that's the case, then sure, Kelly, you can take your microphone and camera into Lewisburg Penitentiary and interview and comment on your big daddy there. But then again, Conway, Tweety, it's possible that the Russian stink will have left something on you as well, giving Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller yet another cooperating witness, you. Then you'll be well positioned to sing like a bird on camera, like Michael Flynn and Steve Bannon before you, and really dish the dirt on your dirtball president. It's possible you're already punched out by this time and seriously planning on cashing in your chips at the window on your way out. We understand that Bob Mueller will offer generous terms in exchange for some heartfelt cooperation. Sweetie, we'd hate to see you get old and wrinkled in prison. I don't think that's your style, Toots. You can do a Paul Manafort and look around for a deep-pocket Russian oligarch who needs a spokesmouth person, and then run the gravy train for all it's worth. Ask Manafort. He worked for two or three of those capital fellows and made a mint. If all else fails, Kelly, you can start your own alt-reality TV show, the logical extension of the reality show genre. Think of all the fun, counter-logical shit you could come up with for all the pod people within Trump's 30% base. But in the end, Kelly, you should do an extreme makeover and go big. Aim to be the next big TV televangelist with your own megachurch somewhere on the East Coast. America really needs another Billy Graham. You can give him that. You're Kellyanne, Sister Kellyanne, and keep those pledges coming in. After all, bullshit begats more bullshit. So why stop when you're on a roll? It worked for Joseph Goebbels. Next to Trump, you're the world's greatest lying sack of shit. You could even market your own baseball cap like the Trumpster did. Only this time it'll read, Make America Fake Again. All righty, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, this is the old Rough Rider, rounding third, heading for home. Thank you for listening to our 285th podcast today. We hope you like it. We'll have another one in a few short days. But remember, stay well, keep it lit, and as always, we ride, but you decide.